And as a result of before about this, we find ourselves warned, as it were. There's evil up ahead. I want to guard myself. I don't want to be like the simple, the foolish minded, not paying attention, and thereby hurt. I don't know a whole lot about electricity, except I like lights, and I like the fact that the microwave works and functions and everything. I don't know anything about opening a box and fooling around with breakers or switches or anything like that. I don't want to decide to put something into and out of. I don't want to do that with an outlet, much less something ever than that. I respect somebody who brings a meter and checks it out, see if it's live. See if it, in fact, has some power there. I want to have a person who knows what they're doing. The late Mr. Kelly Mahan told me one day, I was talking to him about, I think I'd get me a good chainsaw. And he said, Robert, he said, let me show you something. I bought a chainsaw back a few years ago. And he said, let me show you the box that it came in. And he took me out to his little extra house out there. And he had a box, and he pulled out the chainsaw from it, and underneath the chainsaw there was a brochure. And the brochure had this particular title to it: The Widowmaker. The Widowmaker was a description of how that you need to practice a lot with a chainsaw. It's not something that you want to just assume you know. You can cut an artery in your leg and bleed to death quickly, it explained. It was a Widowmaker. When I got through reading that little brochure, short as it was, I looked at him and said, perhaps I need to hire somebody with a chainsaw to do this. And he said, I did. He said, I did. I needed to hire somebody to do this. It would be cheaper. It's cheaper than going to the emergency room. It's cheaper than all the months and months of time it takes to recuperate from that cut. It's cheaper on the way to hire somebody who really has some experience with and knows what is being done. There's a danger associated with some things beyond what you and I think that we can do. And if we'll hide and guard ourselves, isn't it a better way of life? Would it be a better way of life for teaching our children, our grandchildren after us? And we're not going to teach them, but say, you sit down here and listen, I'm going to tell you about what Jesus said, I'm going to tell you about what Peter the Apostle said, I'm going to tell you what Solomon said. You don't get any wiser than these three in the Bible. And I want to tell you what they said. And do you think they're going to listen to that approach? They may sit down. They may respect you and me enough to sit down and not say anything, but that mind is spinning 1,000 miles an hour in a lot of places, probably beyond the words that I'm saying. But along the way, we'll be around some electricity, and we'll share that story. Along the way, we'll be around a trip and a way of travel, and we'll see a car zoom by us in a rainstorm, just like there's no rain at all going on. We know that that's not a safe thing to do. We know that. They don't know that. They're zipping past us at 90 miles an hour. But we can make a point there. We can make a point in a lot of these things. Let me go back and repeat them once again. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Jesus said, you count the cost of what you plan to do and look to it, or otherwise you can't be my disciple. And we can need to count the cost about a lot of things in life and a lot of decision making that's done. We need to be people, as we speak and talk to other individuals, that use a meekness within ourselves and use a respect for them as we do that teaching and do that talking with them. We need to be people who look to the dangers that may lie ahead, although it may be just an easy, simple thing for us. If we just had that chainsaw, we could do a lot of things. If we just did that electrical work ourselves, it'd be so cheaper, much cheaper to do. It may not turn out that way. We haven't got that much experience in it. We don't know. Maybe I need to take a night class and study, get a little shocking, a little thing, and learn. That would be a wise thing to do. It would be a life-threatening thing if I took any of these principles of our Lord, of a wonderful apostle of the Lord, of the wise man Solomon, and just threw it in the trash. It'd be a foolish and possibly life-threatening thing to do. Do you know anyone in their families that have thrown these things, as it were, in the trash, and it turned out good for their family? The song of invitation provided tonight, think about your relationship to the Lord and the ways that we have hope and prayers that good will be done as we stand together and sing this song of invitation.
Think about your relationship to the Lord in regard to being obedient to His Word, becoming a Christian. Look at the statements made in Acts chapter 2 and in Acts chapter 22. And remember that believers repented and were baptized into Christ to begin their new life of journey. And that when they sinned, as in Simon's case of Acts 8 at verse 22, in repentance and prayer, he came back to the Lord. So it is that you can come back to the Lord even this evening as we stand together and sing.